This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. The lionfish is a scourge in the Gulf of Mexico. A beautiful creature, to be sure, but a scourge nonetheless. It's native to the South Pacific and Indian Oceans, but has developed a healthy population in the Gulf and the Caribbean thanks to aquarium owners dumping their tropical pets into the deep blue sea. The problem is that the lionfish has no real predators in this part of the world, and it's very good at hunting fish that sustain coral reefs, like algae eaters that eat bacteria on the coral. So far, there's no real solution that's put much of a dent in the lionfish population. But that might change. Here to tell us more is Gavin Hunter. He's the CEO of a Bermuda-based company, Atlantic Lionshare. Gavin, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much.
First, give us a sense of the scale of the lionfish problem in the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico.
Well, it's very difficult to determine the scale because counting fish is an impossible task. But I think you just have to look at what the nature of the fish, and a single female lionfish lays up to 3 million eggs in a year. Mm. We've got no way of determining how many actually then reach maturity, or so it's a big guess, but it's got to be doubling at least every year.
Wow. But though there's no way to count them, I guess there might be a way to actually capture the lionfish en masse. You've developed a machine called the Reef Sweeper. How does it work?
The Reef Sweeper is a remotely operated vehicle, so we operate it from our boats, and it actually spears the lionfish. The lionfish have no sense of predators because they don't have any natural predators. So we're able to take these ROVs up to populations of lionfish and spear them, and then we bring them into the machine, and the fish themselves are a highly nutritious fish, and so we take them to market.
How does the marketplace use them?
Well, they're sushi-grade fish, and nutritionally, they're one of the best fish in the sea because they're eating the juveniles of most of their prey, and consequently, they're not picking up the metals and anything else that you would find in some of the larger fish.
Interesting. Now, let's describe the rover itself. I saw a video the other day, and it looks like, it's hard to tell how big it is, but it looks sort of like a square box with wheels on it.
Yeah, that's as good a description as I've heard. It's probably the size of an average refrigerator, I'd have thought. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of stuff going on in there. So we've got the spears, we've got suction things, and obviously the engines, the computers, the lights. So there's a lot of stuff tucked into one big box.
And so it's rolling along the seabed, is that right?
No. It's like a submarine. It has propellers, and so it's not actually on the seabed. No, it floats.
Interesting, because it looked like it was crawling along something. Maybe I was looking at the side of some kind of seawall or something, but it was fascinating to watch it in action. But once you catch all these lionfish, I guess, does it go into the top of the vehicle or come in through the side?
It comes in through a tube, uh-huh. And so the spear retracts once it has the lionfish.
Right.
And we take the lionfish off the spear, and then we use thrusters to manage the lionfish back into our holding cage, and when we have enough, we come to the surface and pour them out.
Ah. So once you've captured all these lionfish, then you take them to what, a local market, a sea merchant? What do you do with that?
It depends on the environment. In Bermuda, we've been using a local wholesaler, and we can't keep up with demand. So it goes into the grocery stores, it goes into local restaurants. In the States, Whole Foods are buying everything that can be caught at the moment.
Right.
It's part of their sustainability program. And again, we work with local communities to provide the fish in whatever is the most suitable form.
One rover obviously is not going to be enough to solve the lionfish problem as they have it in the Gulf of Mexico. What's your vision on how this scales up to make a big dent?
Well, we expect to get to hundreds of reef sweepers as we go along. At the moment, we're just finishing off the prototyping, so we're not selling or franchising them at this stage, but we do expect later this year to be in that position. And so we're just... I would expect there to be hundreds, because there are absolutely millions, if not trillions, of lionfish out there They're not just a scourge of the US. They're all the way through South America. They're in the Mediterranean. They're a serious, serious problem.
Gavin Hunter is the CEO of Atlantic Lionshare. This is the company behind the Lionfish Catching Reef Sweeper, and we invite you to check out a video of it on our website, texasstandard.org. Mr. Hunter, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on Standard.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.